1400 years ago, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, laid out the foundations for a healthy relationship with money. Here are 10 principles from the hadith to organize your relationship with money. Before I start, my name is Rakan Kayali, founder of Practical Islamic Finance, where we teach halal investing, personal finance, and help Muslims make smarter, halal-conscious investing decisions. If at any point you find yourself liking this video and you think it is deserving, then leave a like. It definitely helps. So here are 10 principles to govern your relationship with money from the hadith. Number one, intention is everything. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, says, actions are judged by intentions, and every person will be rewarded based on their intentions. Striving to become rich is neither inherently good nor bad. Wealth in itself is neither good nor bad. The verdict is very much a function of your intentions. Why do you want to become rich? To do good? Well, good. To satisfy your arrogance, greed, addictions? Well then, bad. Adjust your intentions so that your efforts are more meaningful and worthwhile. Number two, seek security in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not your wealth. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, if you trust Allah with the right kind of trust, he will provide you sustenance as he provides for the birds. They go out in the morning with empty stomachs and they come back in the evening with full stomachs. Our ultimate dependency should be on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not on our wealth. This understanding can help us avoid an unhealthy attachment to wealth and the anxiety that often accompanies this attachment. If you think more money is the answer and this is going to cure your anxiety, it may help, but it may have the opposite effect as well. After all, the more money you have, the more you have to lose and the more you have to worry about. The only reliable solution to money-related anxiety is to remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides. He is the sustainer, Al-Hafidh. Just as he provided for you in the past, he can provide for you in the future. So make his contentment with you your only worry and leave the rest to him. Number three, don't compete for worldly gains. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, what I fear most for you after my death is that you will compete with each other for worldly gains. At most, worldly gains will be with you for a few years and then you're going to leave them behind. Therefore, they are not really worthy of your attention and effort, especially when everlasting gains are attainable. Compete. I'm not saying don't compete. Competition makes everyone better. But compete for Allah's contentment with you. Compete over who is going to do the most good with what they have been given. Compete for the afterlife. This is a competition that is far more worthy of your effort. Number four, don't be greedy. The Prophet, peace be upon him, says, beware of greed, for it was greed that destroyed those who came before you. It commanded them to be miserly, and they did so. It commanded them to sever their family ties, and they did so. It commanded them to behave wickedly, and they did so. Greed drives people into selfishness, misery, and evil. If you sacrifice your relationships and your character in pursuit of wealth, you'll often end up with neither. Keep in mind, there's not much to attain in this world beyond the basics. If you have them, you pretty much have everything this world has to offer. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, whoever wakes up secure in his property and his family, healthy in his body, and he has food for the day, it is as if the whole world were brought to him. So beyond these things, what are you being greedy about? What is left that you are so eager to obtain? Number five, honesty protects your wealth. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, says, the buyer and the seller, if they spoke the truth and made clear the defects of the goods, then they will be blessed in their bargain. And if they told lies and hid some facts, their bargain will be deprived of Allah's blessings. If you are honest and upfront in your business dealings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless your wealth. This means your money will last longer and won't be lost. If you lose money, ask yourself, what did I do that deprived my money from the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Did I hide something, misrepresent something, or outright lie? Avoid even the smallest of lies when you're doing business, And you'll save yourself the heartache and the headache that comes from losing your money in odd ways afterward. In order to have an easier time doing this, remember this next principle. Your wealth is destined to reach you. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, if the whole world gathered to benefit you, they could not benefit you unless Allah has decreed it for you. And if the whole world gathered to harm you, they could not harm you unless Allah has decreed it for you. The pens have been lifted and the pages have dried. What has been decreed for you will reach you. So why would you ever cheat or do something forbidden in order to reach that which is destined to reach you anyway? If what is destined for you will reach you, then your only job is to make sure that what reaches you comes from halal. Number 7, be generous with yourself. The Prophet, peace be upon him, says, the son of Adam claims, my money, my money. Yet, what is your money except that which you eat and use up, wear and tear and spend in charity, and thus keep in your record? Our money is only ours temporarily, but it can be ours forever if we are charitable with it, if we give it away. On the topic of charity, the Prophet, peace be upon him, says, start giving first to your dependents. Generosity towards your dependents and contributing to charity is an investment in yourself. While material possessions are temporary and will eventually pass on to others, the act of giving endures in your record of good deeds forever. Number 8, be proud. The Prophet, peace be upon him, says, whoever asks people for money when he has what suffices him is only asking for a hot coal from hellfire. You are a believer. To Allah, the Prophet, and the believers belongs all pride. Don't ever sacrifice your pride by asking for a handout from anyone unless you absolutely cannot do without it. This includes the government, by the way. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, the upper hand is better than the lower hand. He who gives in charity is better than he who takes it, and in both there is good. Be the higher hand that gives, not the lower hand that takes. Number 9, avoid debt and pay it quickly. The Prophet, peace be upon him, says, give the worker his wages before his sweat dries. So don't delay payments. You don't know when you will die. And debt in Islam extends to the afterlife. The soul of a believer is suspended and not free until all his debts are paid off. So avoid debt when at all possible. And when it isn't, make it a point to zero out your balance as soon as possible. Number 10, everyone can be wealthy if they choose to be. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, richness does not lie in the abundance of worldly goods, but in the richness of the soul. True wealth lies in feeling wealthy. Feeling wealthy is mostly determined by your perspective and what you choose to focus on, as opposed to how many material possessions you've managed to gather. In a world that is obsessed with money, either out of fear of poverty, greed for more, or arrogance with what has been acquired, the guiding money principles of the Prophet, peace be upon him, can serve as a much-needed source of security, contentment, generosity, and abundance. May we never forget them. If you enjoyed this video, leave a like. Until next time, make sure to take care of yourself. Assalamu alaikum, and peace be upon you all.